Good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of our Mercury and Retrograde edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And gosh, it is the final hour of this week's edition of Animal World, and we've got wide open phone lines. It is the third Sunday of the month, which means Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other. Natasha's been doing that already a couple of times today. Personal awareness coaching, personal intuitive readings. So we would love to hear from you because phones are wide open. So you can join us at 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. 888-298-5569. Well, all righty then. Since the phone is not ringing, we've got time to chat, and we've got in this hour, we got to work on current events at some point, and in our discussions, we didn't quite get a chance to finish it up on the weather, Nathan. Now I've got some sunshine up here and a lot of clouds. But bits of blue sky, and I actually see the sun from time to time. Looks like, you've got some blue sky and clouds.
An interesting scene. I'm looking at the picture on the camera here, too, along with my view outside our westbound window here. And it's dark. We got a big cloud, I guess, above us, but I can't see that cloud. What I see to the west is a bunch of blue sky, then some bright clouds kind of just before you get to the Olympics.
Yeah, but it is dark down there.
With some dark clouds that are gray and small mixed in between.
So I'm wondering, are we done with the storm energy for this round?
The storm is done. It's going to have some rain in its tail, though. We get a little bit of a break today and tomorrow with some partly cloudy skies, and they looks like maybe around Tuesday scattered showers, which will continue throughout the remainder of the week. So that was definitely a front that storm was, the headliner of. So,
I was perfect timing for me because finally I was able to carve out the time to be able to mow and blow and get all that stuff done. I got all that stuff done on Thursday. So when the storm came in last night, I was ready. And boy, my property was ready to just absorb that, all the rain and the water.
You can also blame me, too. I was out washing my car on Thursday. And then, sure enough, here came all that rain. So it's World's fault that we had this storm come through.
Well, and I can't tell you how grateful I was. I mean, I was celebrating. I mean, all of a sudden, I was sitting last night because the rain didn't start till after I was home. And I was sitting, and all of a sudden, I was hearing something, hearing a sound that I didn't recognize. And it's like, that sound, I don't usually hear that sound. What is that sound? What is that sound? And, of course, I have my little air conditioning units hooked up. So there's more sound through the window where it vents. And then all of a sudden I realized, like, oh, Robbie, that's rain. It's raining. And I literally got up out of my chair, ran to the door, turned the lights outside, and we had a little celebration dance because it was raining. Oh, boy, it's raining. So I went out and talked to the trees in the back, and then I went out in the front. Everybody was happy and celebrating because it was raining. And then I had to get right back inside because it's also thundering and lightning. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I was delighted. So I'll be even more delighted if we get a little follow-up rain through the week, because that would be so helpful to everything around here.
It was a strange thunder and lightning, too. I was driving home from going into town later at night around 8 o'clock, and I could see over the foothills. And normally when you see lightning, it's kind of like a cooler tone, sort of bluish as you're looking at it. Well, this time the lightning, as I saw the clouds light up, they were more like a amber color, which was, it was a different type of lightning.
Well,
Either that or it was all the storms and the wildfire haze or something.
I know what you're talking about, because when it started up here, it was a little different, and it felt like, and it looked like that it was higher up in the sky. So, you know, it's like a kind of thing. You did get that amber color above, but there weren't any shooting lines down.
Yeah,
anywhere.
It was just like sheet lightning or something.
Yeah. So that was interesting. I saw that too up here. All right. So I guess we're good with the weather. We don't have any more storms today or tomorrow.
No, so everything calms down. It's just going to leave some rain behind.
All right. And I think did we finish up with your condo report and everything? You said,
more story I wanted to tell, and was really interesting as I was working on it this past time. I was just doing my normal work and getting ready to throw some stuff away, and went to the garbage bag we have just kind of hanging out, and that's strange. There was it was glowing at the bottom. I'm like, huh. Oh, I know what it is. It's probably we are using headlamps. I wonder if somebody accidentally knocked off the headlamp and then it was just still on and went to the bottom of the garbage bag. Well, I dig down expecting to find a headlamp. It's like, wait a minute. This is a light bulb in here. There was a unscrewed light bulb in the bottom of the garbage bag that was on.
And, what?
Yeah, I can even show you a picture of it here.
So how does that happen?
Yeah, that was going on in my mind too. So I don't blame you for thinking that, but I can show you right here if it comes up. Yeah, there's just like a light bulb on in the bottom.
In the bottom corner.
And
was there any batteries around it or
no?
Or aluminum?
And what's even funnier is I took out the light bulb and then it turned off, and then I held onto the light bulb around the place it would screw in. It turned back on. So we got this strange light bulb that was coming from the condo.
All right, Natasha, Miss Psychic Person, what the heck is going on with Nathan and light bulbs that aren't screwed on but they light up anyway?
All I can say is that things are just really wonky. I mean, there's energy, our matrix system, I'm going to just call it that because everybody can understand what I'm talking about when I say it, that it's like.
Yeah, I'm just showing you a little video I took of holding the light bulb and.
So Nathan got a lot of electricity running through his body
if you touched it in a certain place, it turned on. So there must have been the connection there that was, oh my gosh, yeah.
Okay, so even Natasha can't even explain this one, Nathan.
Not with words.
I did have a thing when I was at Western. There was this one kind of pathway walking light that would be there, and whenever I'd walk by it, if it was off it would turn on, or if it was on it would turn off.
We are electrical beings and
Nathan must radiate a bunch of electricity, it sounds like.
At that time you probably were, and then that light bulb was in alignment for that frequency. Does that make sense? It was in that frequency. Mm-hmm. Not everything is in the same frequency that we are in alignment with. And so sometimes that's what happened. But yeah, that's going to take a moment to figure out what dimensional world that came from.
I was just telling people I had an electric personality, and that's proof.
Yeah, exactly.
I would say, you know, there may be more truth to that than you know.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, if you come up with a good explanation.
We're changing up our dimensional shifts here. So things are floating through those the veils of the different dimensions are floating in, and it's interesting to see what comes through from different dimensions.
All right. Now
really.
We did talk about Mercury in retrograde, and it's, you know, it's not over till the 28th, and then of course we have a period of time where it balances out and stabilizes. But anything, and I think you mentioned, is it a full moon going on right now too? So
yes.
No wonder we got at least a double whammy going on.
Yeah, and then we have planets that are retrograding, going in and going out, as we usually have certain planets going in and out, and I don't know exactly which ones, but we have these different dances of just helping us to be our greater selves, triggering us. I'm going to use the word triggering us to negotiate things. We've had a couple people here that have been in grief, and so grief is a big trigger for us to find our truer self. And so we're going into this process. I know I've been going through a lot of self retrospect to get into my deeper core of who I am, and to persevere and to be my abundant self. So how can we all negotiate through the energies of the now? I align with the energies of the now so I can be my greater self and through who I am. You know, I'm asking for divine healing on this because there's things that are greater than me. Even my own emotions sometimes are greater than me. So I, you know, it's like calling in the help to get through with what we're going through. It's amazing. We're, like I said, I'm feeling Shiva's energy, destruction to creation, you know, and what are we going through to create our life that we want? Because you can have creation through destruction. So what are we wanting to negotiate? It's an amazing time, and it's going to be our perspective that's going to help us. Are we going to be in the story of our life? Are we going to be down in the negative? Are we choosing to say, you know what? I'm going to look for a miracle here. I'm asking for a miracle here. I'm looking into light and love in our life. You know, it's that perspective of who we are. Our language is going to be so important nowadays. And it's time for us to not be in the circus of the world. It's time for us to be into our own home and our own knowings.
All right. Well, then that catches us up with everything except for my story. And just in time, because we're going back to the phones. Now, Nathan, you want to do advertisers first and then do the phone call? That's kind of what I figured. All righty. So we're going to keep Nathan happy, take care of our advertisers, and then we're going down Federal Way. And Kim, you'll be next. So everybody, stay right where you are. Animal World continues. More phone calls straight ahead. And by the way, we could take another call. 425-373-5527. If you want to grab a line, but you got to do it quick. 425-373-5527. All right, there we are. Animal World continues with phone calls straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, Ellen, Martha Norwalk, and gosh, we are headed towards midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen. She is the best practitioner, neuroenergetic balancer. She does the energy codes too. You can meet with, you can get a free treatment from her the second Sunday of every month here on the air, or you can work with her in person at her office. She works out of the Intraspace facility in the Old Rainer Brewery, South Seattle, or she can work with you remotely. And she continues to offer a free introductory session to any of you that call or text her at the number I'm going to give you. And having a treat with her on the radio show does not count. So even if you've called in to the show, she will still give you a free session off the air. Her website is verticalenergyworldwide.com, verticalenergyworldwide.com. And you can call or text her at this number if you would like a free session. And the number is 206-841-1992. All righty, then we are good with that. And I'm going to try to keep us on track here. We are headed down to Federal Way. And Kim, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Hi, Martha. Hi, Natasha. Thanks for taking my call today.
Yeah, what can we do for you?
So I have a cat that I have fed. He's a stray kitty, and I've fed him for about the last 6 years. He's just a wonderful kitty. He comes to me every night at the same time for food.
Do you have a name for him?
I call him Pishi, and that is the lady who was feeding him before me, named him, and I guess in Iranian, I think that's how you say it. It means like kitty, kitty, or kitty.
Oh, okay. Well, and what color is this kitty?
And this cat is black and white.
I was going to say black. Yeah.
Black and white. Pishi is what we're calling him. You've been feeding for about 6 years, you said. Is the cat completely outdoors? Have you started?
I've tried to take him in when we had a bad snowstorm about, 3 years ago. I brought him in for a few days thinking, okay, this is it. And the third day, that was it. He was like, nope, I'm an outside cat. And he was yowling.
Yep.
I let him out. And he just wants to be an outside cat. I mean, he told me he does. He just wants to be outside. But,
okay. So what do you need today, Kim?
So the last couple months, he's been acting really odd. He's not himself. He used to always just come up to my door and scratch on it, and then I'd go down and feed him. But he's scared. So he does probably need to talk to – I probably need to talk to Nels about him being in fight or flight. But I've noticed that he has – I think Natasha might be able to help maybe. I've noticed he's developed on his left-hand side, like right under his chin, but maybe his throat side, on the side, this big, huge lump. And I can't take him to the vet because I only see him at night, and the vet's not open at night. And he's scared of me now. But I thought maybe, Natasha, would you be able to tune in to Pishi and see?
Okay, now let me, I'm going to tune in because I'm not the psychic one. But when you talk about, you know, that first of all, you mentioned that he's been fearful lately. Okay.
Yeah, he got attacked.
Right. And then you said the lump or the swelling on, then you said he's not feeling well. And you described the lump or the swelling on his side. Chances are what I was going to say, and I think Natasha already confirmed it, is that probably there's another cat or something out there that he's tangling up with, and he probably got a puncture wound or on his neck, and it's probably abscessing.
Hmm.
Okay. That would cause what, and Natasha, any confirmation?
It feels more abscess than it is anything else.
All right, so if you now, if you wanted to take him to the vet, what you'd have to do is capture him at night when you can, and then you'd have to keep him in the house for a night or create, you know, confined, so you could take him to the vet the next day. That would probably be traumatic for everybody. Now, if the other way to do that, because what they would do is open it up and drain it, flush it out, and then give him, you know, stuff, antibiotics or something, and then they'd tell you to keep it open. It would have to heal from the inside out. So one thing you could do, if you can get him to allow you to handle him, if you know, if he were just a regular cat inside, what you would do is hot pack that area. You know, you take a wet washcloth and you nuke it in the microwave, make it hot, and then you hold it over that swelling for as long, you know, as you can, and then you heat it up and hold it over. Well, that the hot packing will draw the infection out, and then at some point it usually will rupture. And you could also feel around to see if you can find a scab for the puncture wounds or something. And if you can soak and then get that scab off, that might give you the release. And then you have to be prepared because there might be a lot of yucky stuff, pus and stuff that comes out. But the bottom line is then, if see, if it were me, then I would just shoot some hydrogen peroxide in and clean it up as much as I could. Then you hot pack it a couple times a day and keep the scab off, and it will heal from the inside out and you never have to go to the vet. But I don't know if any of that stuff would be possible. So, yeah, Natasha, what's your take on the whole thing?
Yeah, I'm getting that this is a journey, and it's sad to say this, but it, you know, that there's sometimes where our animals that are feral, they have their own journey, and we have to kind of let that journey process through. If he wants to be caught and fixed, he will let you. But it's one of those things. I'm getting that there's something that you can maybe put in his food. Does he still come in? He still comes and gets food from you, right?
Yes, he does. He does.
Yeah. I'm not. Let me just see if there's something that, you know, like not an antibiotic, but there's something that you can maybe put in his food that gives him a little bit of, you know, like if you can give like treats that are more nutritious, you know, to give him some vitamins to help his body process the infection, you know, just something like that might be, might be better for him, just so that you can help it boost his own system.
And you could also start talking to him and let him know, you know, I see what's going on. You're not feeling good. If you'll trust me, come to me and then I can, and help you release that. And you could, I promise that I'm not going to take you to the vet. We'll just, you know, work with you here. But so you could try negotiating with him to see if he'll allow you to handle him.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've been talking to him and telling him, you know, I know something happened to him. And, you know, if he would just let me help him, let you know. But he is just in that fight or flight mode.
Yeah. So calling in for Nels would be helpful.
Yeah, a reset with Nels would be good.
Exactly. And then Nels can help with that and that infection. And then if you can give him some nutrition in his food to help boost up his immune system. Cats have been doing this for centuries. You know, they've been doing the negotiating this for centuries. Sometimes they don't make it. A lot of times they do make it. You know, like they'll walk up against something and it'll break open and then the infection can work its way through. But he has gotten, you know, I don't get it's a raccoon, but there might be something like a raccoon or something that's been, you know, that it can negotiate. That's why he's in fear and flight, is that there's been a new animal that came in that's been a little pushy on his territory, and he's not a feisty. He's not a feisty one. It's not like he claims his territory, but he is affected by the territory that he has.
And he may work through this on his own, and you may see him, he's feeling bad until that abscess opens up and it drains. But, you know, do you already know when we used to have lots of tomcats out there, unneutered male cats that are wild. And you know how they start to get older and they get those big, thick jowls. Mm-hmm. You know, under male count. Mm-hmm. See, that's what it's all about, because they fight and get infections and abscessed, and then get all that scar tissue and stuff builds up. But a lot of that, so, you know, he might get through this on his own if that just opens up and drains and you're supporting him, like Natasha said. But that may be the best that you can do from him, for him, is
what
we're hearing from Natasha.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. He's very much, and even after Nels works with him, he's still a feral cat.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, it's in his nervous system to be a feral cat, just like I have a feral cat that I see every like 3 to 5 days. And I check even in with my husband. Did you see Ava today? You know, because it's just one of those things. And she used to live in my home. So going into this, you know, sometimes we just have to let them be.
Yep. Yeah. All right.
My love is with you.
Kim, thanks for calling, and keep us posted. You know,
thank
and
you
check
so
in
much.
With Nels in the meantime if you need to before the second Sunday. Okay.
Yes, I will do.
All righty.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
All right. We are straight away, and wouldn't you know, we've got more phone calls than we, but we're going to try to deal with everybody here. We're headed to West Seattle. And Joan, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for everything you do.
You're welcome.
I'm calling to see if Natasha can tune into my husband, who passed last year about the same time.
So passed about a year ago?
Right.
What's his name?
What's his name?
His name is Phil.
Phil, and he passed about a year ago. Natasha,
right.
Do you need to know more to get a connection?
So there's somebody that came in, and he was a little bit, I wouldn't call him a tall man, but he seemed like he was taller than he was, and he was not thin, but thinner than a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
Is that describing him?
Yeah, that sounds...
And he seemed to be more like darker hair, you know, his hair was a little bit darker.
Well, it would have been had he been younger. He did have dark hair.
Okay. Because a lot of people show me when they're more in their prime of being human than it is when they pass.
Right. Natasha, I think you tuned into me by accident.
No.
Oh, yeah, that Nathan, he's got to get
I'm
all
seeing
the attention.
Did he sometimes have a mustache?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, well, you got him.
Yeah. Okay, so what he... Why do I get a motorcycle?
No, that...
Okay, but I feel like he's just having fun. He's like, he's doing those things that he, you know, like, let me experiment with this. Let me experiment with that. So there's this joyfulness that he has. He's done with the troubles of being human.
Yeah.
And he's in alignment with more the soul's walk of joy.
I could see that. I could see him on a motorcycle then, yeah.
I was going to say, he always wanted to ride a motorcycle, but he's doing that on the other side now. Or
right,
something.
Right. He was a big bicycle rider.
I'm getting chills. So going into this, that he's finding the joy of being out of body. And he wants you to know that the human, this is what he's showing me and what he's kind of telling me. So I'm trying to put my words into what he's telling me here a little bit too, that he's saying that, you know, the human experience isn't always bubblegum and joy and that kind of thing. But he says, keep going forward. He says, keep going forward with what you're doing. It's gonna work out. You're gonna be fine. That he says that what you're feeling and your emotions that you're working through is something that you've needed to do for a long time. And he says, trust the process, my dear. Trust the process, because you're gonna find the other side soon.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you, Joan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're in the second year of coming into this, and the second year is kind of that year of the first year you're in fog, the second year you're kind of in reality. And yeah. So there's a lot of reality grief that's probably hitting you now, that, you know, oh, I can't have this help doing this. Oh, I need to deal with this situation. You know, like if he's really good with numbers, you have to deal with numbers and not in a fog as much. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure.
And, you know, so take care of you and remembering that you don't have to do this alone. Okay?
Right, right.
There's people around you that can help you give, even if they give you 5% of what you need, it will help you out.
Okay, good advice.
Okay, right. So trust the process of not doing this alone. Now you're not gonna want to share things with people that you cannot trust. You know, sure. You want if you want somebody to look at, I'm gonna give the example. If you want somebody to look at your checkbook, you want to make sure that there's somebody that can really have your back.
Yeah.
Okay, but let them in if they you can trust them like that.
Okay.
Does that help you?
And yeah, then know that Phil is doing great on the other side, and he's into joy and bikes and maybe motorized bikes and stuff.
There's something about an electric bike. Did he ever want an electric bike?
He never.
Well, he's got one now, apparently, huh?
But I could see him using one. I mean, and he was totally a joyful man.
All right. Yeah. Well, so he's got a whole bunch more of it on the other side.
But he wants you to remember that I'm here for you. So if you're looking for something to help, remember to call upon him and
ask for help.
Yeah, and let him play it out for you. Sometimes there's this type of control that we all want to have, and he's saying, please breathe at the 99% marker of what I'm trying to help you with.
Say that again.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Joan.
No. I know we got to go, but real quick. Okay. So if you're going through something, remember to trust to the end of it.
Okay. Okay.
Trust the whole process.
Trust the whole process of it. Okay.
Okay. Yep. Gotcha.
Okay. Thank you.
Alrighty.
Okay. My love is with you, my dear. If you need more help, I'm here for you.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
And any of you guys can always contact Natasha off the air, but Joan, thanks for calling Animal World. And let's go ahead and head right to, I think you want to take advertisers for, okay, never mind. Nathan is taking over again. You know, he's just a control freak. I don't know what to tell you. We're going to take care of advertisers and then we'll go to Edmonds and talk to Priscilla. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Want to hear something different from talk radio? Keep your dial on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are on the downside of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we did hear from Natasha Venter on that break. And Natasha, your website is now intuitiveclarifications.com. Yeah. But you said you got hacked on Facebook, so no Facebook right now.
No Facebook right now.
You still have your YouTube channel?
I do have my YouTube channel. And
that's Natasha Venter, IC. Mm-hmm. The letters IC.
Yep.
For intuitive clarification. And still doing podcast at 4 on Wednesdays?
I am. And right now I'm only live on my YouTube channel, Natasha Venter, IC. Or you can Google me anywhere and you'll find me on YouTube. I also got a new Instagram account, which is still Natasha Venter IC. Instead of an underscore, it's a dot. So I've tried to keep my same call sign. So if you look up Natasha Venter IC, you'll find me on most platforms, TikTok, Instagram. The only one I'm not on is Facebook. For right now, I got to figure out how to get my account back if I can.
All right. All right. So intuitiveclarifications.com, or you can give Natasha a call at 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. And remember our premier sound healer, Jude Ponton, at the Whispering Dragon Center in Shoreline. Great location, easy parking. And what a gift to give to yourself to be in the energy of the healing sounds, the gongs, the acutonic forks, chimes, all of that. One of the most gifted healers I know, and she can work with you in person, which is what I recommend, or she can work with you remotely. Check her out. Whispering-dragon.com is the website, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And golly, we're going to have to tap dance here and kind of slam dunk radio that I used to do so many years ago, but we got to get our callers in, and we are headed over to Edmonds and Priscilla. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Natasha Venter. Hey, Priscilla.
Hi, Priscilla. You guys. Hi. So glad to talk to you. Yeah, I lost my brother at the beginning of March of this year, and I just kind of wanted to find out how he's doing. And he was such a beloved brother to me, and he was very special.
Priscilla, what's his name?
His name was Paul, but he went by Bob.
Okay, Paul, but went by Bob. So Bob is probably...
Yeah, so what I'm getting is a man who he put on a front of happiness and stuff, but he had a backside that was a little bit more sadder.
Yeah, I felt that, yes.
Okay, so this is going to be quick, and I apologize because I know grief is not something to deal with with quickness, and I don't want to dishonor you, but he is, sure. He's taken a little bit longer to cross over because he had a little bit more emotional work to process through as a soul. So he took a little bit longer to negotiate it. You know, that's the same thing that my mom had to do. You know, my dad was quick. My mom was slower. I mean, it's just part of who we
individual
are.
Individual thing.
Yeah. So, but he's taken care of. He's got angels with him. He's got family with him. He's got a grandfather that was with him, too, as he crossed over. Oh, he, you know, he's
really,
he's very, very loved. And he spends, do you dream about him?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you dream about him?
I'm
do you
still
dream?
Not getting it.
Do you dream about him?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, if you do dream about him or you get a sense that he's around you, he is.
Great.
So are you saying he may be trying to communicate to her through dreams and she just may not be
more,
remembering it right now?
Yeah, and it's more about love. It's just more about he's grateful that you were who you were with him, that you had an understanding of him when some others didn't. And he's mm-hmm. just so grateful that you were with him in this lifetime of this physical body.
Yeah, I felt that. Yes, it was very special.
Okay. And he's taken care of. He's got family members just like you. You have family members around you too, my dear. Okay, supporting you.
Thank you. Yes, mm-hmm. I feel that.
And I'm sorry I had to do this quickly.
That's fine. I what you said really made sense, resonated with me. So thank you for
good.
That.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, my love is with you, my dear.
All right,
thank you.
Priscilla. Thanks for calling Animal World. God bless. Bye bye.
Thank you so much. You too. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You're
bye
doing
now.
Thanks.
And you know, I like to take our time with callers, but you know, sometimes you just got to do slam dunk radio. And when you're up against the clock, that's what happens. I'm just grateful we don't have to do it all the time. But you know, the lesson is, folks, if you want us to be able to spend all the time we'd like to with you, you got to call in early. So anyway, our last caller for the day, we're heading to Seattle. And Hillary, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Thank you. Hi, Martha. Hillary, I'm calling about Aggie.
Yeah, I figure you're, Hillary is the daughter of one of my best friends from junior high school. How about that?
Okay, so how can we help you?
Let's see. You got your little dog Aggie, and that's you're calling about Aggie, right?
Yeah, sweet, sweet Aggie.
Now, Aggie's she's kind of she's a smaller terrier type, kind of a reddish blonde color. Does that how describe her pretty well?
Yeah.
And how old is Aggie?
Aggie is about 9 months now.
And you rescued her, right? Mm-hmm.
Yep, she came from La Paz, Mexico. We flew her up here from a rescue. It was kind of amazing, but probably very traumatic for her. She was 6.5 months when we got her up here. And I think before she came to us, she wasn't a good foster home with other dogs, people, cats. But we don't know too much about her history before that foster home. And she's just like a really lovely dog who is very scared of people outside of our family. And
yeah, she was, I'm getting that she was probably something like a street dog.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so there was a lot of trauma from the day that she was born. Her mom was in survival mode. And so being a terrier mix that can tend to have a little bit of, well, terriers are just wired differently.
That's what I learned when she came over. Yeah.
Yes. So and they live on a corner lot, you know, have kids, you know, big yard and busy neighborhood, and so all
She'll come into her own the more grounded you stay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's not necessarily grounded. I don't want people to think, but more centered. The more you stay centered.
Hillary's got a lot on her plate right now. I mean, she and her husband and the kids, you know, and everything that goes along with all of that. And then we have this rescue dog who's barking at everybody and all that kind of stuff. And she's really a great dog. But she doesn't like grandma at all. And so she's having trouble bonding with other people close, but. Yeah. Now I don't, Hillary, have you called in when Dr. Nels and Linda are here for nervous system resets yet?
It feels like she needs a reset. She very much.
Yeah, do a reset.
All right. So, let's ask Natasha, because, you know, we got to keep an eye on the clock.
Yeah,
You know, Hillary continues to check in with me and continuing to work the program with Aggie. But do you see if she calls in on the second Sunday and we start having her nervous system reset once a month? Do you see that helping with the process?
I do see that helping. I also, Nels can help out a lot. I also see you when things are getting busy, when things are getting crazy. Well, anytime, if you can practice taking a deep breath like 4 or 5 or 10 times a day, that will help center you. And then if you can help the family members to start practicing that too, that will help center them, which will then will help center the
Okay. Let me I'm just reminded of something. One thing that I've had families do sometimes in the past, and I haven't thought about it for a long time, but you know, when the family gets crazy, dog gets crazy, and all you're going nuts. Okay. Then you just gather the family and you just stand there and let's everybody deep breathe together.
Yeah.
Okay.
It helps. It really helps.
Now, you will find when you go through this, Hillary, it'll blow your mind because you just stand there and you.
Yeah.
And you all just deep breathe. That clears the energy around you. And the more you do the breathing, the longer you continue, the more that clearing radiates out and radiates out. And you find that everything in the room calms down. The animals calm down. Everything calms down. So if you can teach your family a little breathing ritual like Natasha's talking about, okay, that could help a lot in calming things down.
And it helps your emotions to take a breath. It helps the, it just helps your nervous system to take a breath because your nervous system is, you know, make sure you guys are taking lots of Bs, B vitamins and Ds and magnesium to help you process through the stress that you're going through. There's a lot going on. And so if you can remember to breathe and the more that you practice this and then the more your kids practice this, the better their teenage years, the more their adult years are going to be too.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, it will be helpful to everybody. I can remember a session I did, Hillary, with, I can't remember what kind of a dog it was. It might have been a peel them off the wall brand corgi type. Young family, young kids, everybody's peel them off the wall. The energy was just crazy when I got there. And the dog's bouncing off the wall. The kids are bouncing off the wall. Anyway, they had the dog on a leash. And so I just said, give me the dog. And I just sat down and I had the dog on the leash and the dog's bouncing around and crazy and all that kind of stuff. And all I did was sit there and breathe. And I just kept breathing and it didn't take very long. Okay, so that calmed me down. It started radiating out through my energy field. The dog's on a leash with me, so she's in my energy field. And it wasn't too long before the dog just went, and then curled her up and laid down and went to sleep. And then the family's like, we all feel better. How did you do that? Okay.
It's so, breath. Breath is so important, especially in these times that we're in right now. Breath is so important because we age because we don't breathe.
Right.
So breathe.
It's all that. I love that. I love that for just calming the space. I mean, it doesn't get too crazy. I know, Martha, when you came over, things are a little crazy, but My main concern, honestly, is her around other people outside of our family. But do you think even this kind of calming will help her get there?
It will. It's the biggest thing
that's going to help with that, though, is the resets with Nels. Because now it's really seeding in for me when you told me the timing that she was like 6.5 months or something when she came up here and you got her. That means all the critical development phases temperamentally happened when she was on the street and being scared to death by everything and everyone and all that sort of stuff. So her nervous system has got to be really tied up in the past.
And she's that's a teenager right now, too. So she's a... She's a nervous teenager.
Yeah. Okay. But I think Dr. Nels could be really helpful. If you wanted to, you could contact Dr. Nels, you know, healingministryforanimals.com, fill out the contact form and say, you know, I'm working with Martha, I need to talk to you. He always does a free telephone evaluation and you could check in with him to see what it would cost to do, you know, a few treatments off the air. if you didn't want to wait till the second Sunday of September to get started. But that's about all we can do for you right now because we are out of time.
Thank you so much, though. Appreciate you guys.
You're more than welcome.
And blessings. You call me off the air for follow-up if you need to, Hillary, okay?
Well, thank you. All right.
And hi to your mom and dad and tell them I'm definitely coming to the reunion next month.
So I'll see them there. Absolutely.
All right. Okay. God bless. Right. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, we did it. We got through all the callers.
We did. We didn't hear your story, though. But
All 10 of them.
We don't get to my story. And unfortunately, 2-3 minutes, not enough time. So my story is going to get put on the back burner and we will discuss it. I will share with you, everybody, next month because I got to do a quick little current events before we leave. I think we don't have to do. Oh, we can. Oh, there it is. We can do the music. Alrighty, now just so you know, you can get all the details and the links to everything if you go to the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com, and click on current events on the left. That'll bring this all up with all the details and the links. Lot of stuff going on at the Northwest Stream Center up in South Everett. They've got a watershed education experience, which will be Wednesday, August 28th from 10 a.m. to 4:45. You can learn how to revive the North Creek watershed on Thursday, September 5th. This would be so much fun. Learn how to make rain gardens, design and installation. Thursday, September 19th at the Stream Center. And then I doubt there's any openings, but their kids' summer camp starts tomorrow. You could certainly check streamkeeper.org. is their website, or you can give them a call at 425-316-8592. Let's see now. Positive Alliance. They've got their virtual auction will be coming up October 19th through the 26th, so mark your calendar. Last Bark in the Park for the Mariners will be Thursday, September 12th. And then the last Bark in the Park for the Everett Aqua Sox is going to be September 4th. All right. Homeward Pet Adoption Center's got No Place Like Home, 5K Run and Walk, September 14th. And I guess that's it. So all I have to let you know is that next week is the last Sunday of the month. So that means it's an encore presentation. You can tune in to hear our last healing show with Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen. And of course, you can get surrogate healings just by listening and following along with Linda's instructions. So I hope you'll tune in for that. So that's what's going on next week. And then the first September 1st, we'll be back with Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. So, we had the same thing last week, Natasha. We just were boom, phone calls from start to finish. So, thank you for being here and your great readings.
So grateful.
And we'll see you at the third Sunday of next month. And Nathan, thank you so much. And you watch your electrical energy, buddy, and lighten up them light bulbs. We'll have to see if it happens with any of your other light bulbs.
I'd be more concerned for myself. Every time I stand up from the studio chair and open the door, I get a shock.
That might be. I don't get a shock when at least I haven't lately.
Part of being all in that electrical energy that you're in, too.
Yeah. All righty. All right, everybody. You get a break from the storm. We're good the rest of the day and tomorrow. Maybe some more rain during the week. But keep your animal friends safe and leave them at home in the warmer weather. So blessings to all of you. Natasha, thank you. Nathan, thank you. And as always, let me remind you that animals have feelings, too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And we'll talk to you again next week.